Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible now joins us to check out the weather forecast. I suppose we should talk about the rain that we're getting today first.
Around today, we're getting our first round of storms. Then we have a second round coming tonight, and that's going to be on the main front that is going to be pushing through. Now, normally when we're talking about fronts pushing through, we tend to think about temperature changes and whatnot, but this one's really going to stall out near us, which is why not only today and tonight do we have chances for rain, but because that front has a hard time moving much further to the southeast, we're going to see a lot of rain stretching. Honestly, it's a big area. Western Texas through the panhandles, through Kansas, through Missouri, through western Illinois, through parts of eastern Iowa up into Wisconsin. That little corridor in there, also over to Minnesota, is going to get repeated rounds of rainfall through the next few days, such that we may be adding up our rain, you know, measuring it in full inches here rather than tenths of an inch like we've been seeing a lot this summer and early fall. So, yeah, we got some heavy rain coming in the near term. It's a couple rounds of it today, but the pattern is going to hang on at least in the next 4 or 5 days such that we stay on the warmer side of things.
So we're warm, but I know the temperatures have been cold in the northwest. Will they stay that way?
Yeah, so we have a pretty sizable trough digging into the northwest, and that's where the show really gets going because we're expecting in parts of the Rocky Mountains in Montana 50 plus inches of snow in the next couple of days. And that's going to spread not only through parts of Montana, but into the Canadian prairies, several inches of snow through parts of southern Alberta and also southern Saskatchewan. And the reason why we bring this up is because that low pressure system, as it goes moving across the U.S., by midweek next week, it finally gets out of the way. Well, it's going to be keeping the northern part of the U.S. cold while we're warm. We're on the warm sector of that thing, but it's going to keep the northern plains quite cold, such that over the next 10 days, parts of the Dakotas may only pick up another 10 to 30 growing degree units. And by the way, they need about 300 to get all that crop that has just went to dent. They need about 300 GDUs to get it to finish. So this is not good because as that system goes through, after the third and the fourth, big high pressure center comes in, calms things down, clears things out, and then maybe looking at a frost not only in parts of Montana, but the northern part of North Dakota, getting over into parts of Minnesota, and then it's going to sweep through, you know, the Great Lakes. So this is turns out pretty normal for this time of year for that area, but what's not normal is the fact that so many folks up there planted a crop so very late, even after their insurance dates, because, kind of a forced situation, you get a crop into the ground. So I'm concerned about what's coming behind this system, not only the rain we're going to get out ahead of it.
So that takes us into what, mid-October or so?
Yeah, so the first week of October, when all this stuff clears out, what I'm looking for here is a bit of a pattern change. And the number one thing that I'm watching right now is the Gulf of Alaska. There are some indicators that we could go into what's called a high over low flow pattern. Now, the good part about a high over low pattern this time of year in the Gulf of Alaska is it tends to flatten the jet stream out over the United States. And what I mean by that is that's going to help us, well, stay away from a frost getting down into, you know, southern Minnesota or into Nebraska or Iowa or even Illinois, as long as that pattern stays kind of loose like that. Now, certainly in the near term, it's not. We are highly amplified and we're really, really warm on one side and very cold on the other. But I think by mid-October, we should be seeing a bit of a drier pattern compared to what we've got now, and also a pattern that isn't going to be bringing in major risk for frost, at least from what I can see today.
What do you see in South America?
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of discussion about the South America drought that covered parts of Brazil. They're getting some rain right now, and they're being helped along by a tropical feature called the Madden-Julian Oscillation, stuck in phase one temporarily. And that really helps kind of uncork the atmosphere over Brazil and lets it rain. So they're going to be seeing quite a bit of rainfall in the near term. Most of those folks I talked to down there say they wait until they get about 2 inches, and then they see that the monsoon's not going to slow down, and then they go after it like mad. So a year ago, they were already deep into planting, very quick planting progress last year. This year, they are waiting. They're waiting to see if the monsoon cuts back off in the first couple weeks of October before it comes back on full strength. And therefore, that's going to delay the planting of beans, which is going to impact safrinha corn and cotton more than it's going to impact beans. So we all need to be watching South America very carefully because unlike a year ago, they are not planting fast early. And that's something they did last year that really set them up for a great year.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Agrible joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.